Time now for Where's Art here on KUMD. Our guest host joins us on the phone this morning, Annie Dugan. Howdy there, sunshine.
Hello, Miss Lisa. How are you doing?
Hey, 60 degrees in the forecast.
I'm okay with it. Yep. I'm okay with that. And Art is okay with it as well. This Thursday, there is the second in a series has organized for the Duluth Art Institute. Maria is a fabulous ceramic artist in town. She also is a teacher and educator, and so this is sort of a neat culmination of that, those two interests. So she set up a series of discussions that mix the series is called Earth, Clay, and Science, and it mixes earth science with ceramic art, which I think is a great mixture. I mean, certainly you're dealing with the earth when you're a ceramic artist, and so it's a neat connection that she builds in earth science as well. So this Thursday from 6 to 7:30 at the Lincoln Building, the Duluth Art Institute Lincoln Building in Lincoln Park, is a lecture that it's a conversation between Anna Metcalf, who is a ceramic artist in the Twin Cities, with Dan Schutte, who is a Duluth.
Annie, we lost you there for a second. You were breaking up.
Dear.
Sorry about that.
Oh, dear. Sorry. Oh, dear.
Okay. So you...
The joys of doing it by the farm. We are having a series of conversations about clay and science.
Right. I think we needed the times, and then you were talking about Ann Schutte, and that's about the time you started to get kind of fragmented.
Okay. Well, it's 6 to 7:30 this Thursday at the Lincoln Building, and it's Dan Schutte. Dan Schutte is a naturalist in town.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, that's okay. Dan does the, you've talked to him about his work with the butterflies and the monarchs, and he runs a landscaping business called Shoreview Natives that does natural landscaping, and so he really is attentive to pollinators and the beneficial insects that we can use in our, you know, what kind of plants attract beneficial insects that can really help in our gardens, in the ecosystem in our region. And then Anna Metcalf is a ceramic artist in the Twin Cities. She is a really fascinating ceramic artist. She explores pollinators and food and community in her work in a really interesting way. So I'm loving the conversation that's going to happen between the two of them. And there's a sort of part of the lecture includes a pop-up picnic and potluck. So there's a lot of P's in there. Pollinators, pop-up, picnic, and potluck.
I like it.
You say it a lot. Say it seven times.
I don't think I could say it once today.
Right. But I think it's going to be a really neat conversation, because I think that so many of those things come together when we think of clay, when we think of art, and when we think of the natural world. So I'm really excited that Maria has set up this series of lectures. Then Friday, sort of speaking of the natural world in art, it's sort of the natural world in art week, because Prove Gallery is having a zine release party for a zine called Black Gold that features lake sturgeon. So it's all art and writings around this really fascinating creature in our lake. The lake sturgeon, I didn't realize, has been around for 100 million years. I mean, this is a ancient species.
They are kind of prehistoric.
Yes.
And they have not changed a whole bunch in those
it's
millennia.
Really wonderful. Yeah, and there's been a lot of work to make sure that they stick around for another 100 million years, because they were really endangered for a while, and there's a lot of folks and organizations in our region who have worked hard to make sure that they're going to stick around for a while longer. So this is both a zine release, and then it's also a conversation with some of those people. So the director of the aquarium, Jay Walker is going to be there. Nevada Little Wolf, Ted Ozerski, who's a UMD biology professor, are all going to be part of a panel discussion that evening to talk about the connection between art and lake sturgeon.
Okay, so is there a possibility that the lake sturgeon in this zine becomes a superhero?
Oh, I hope so.
Wouldn't that be great?
I think their very being. They're superheroes in and of themselves. being Lake Sturgeon.
I just don't think that, for example, the Marvel and the DC universe paid enough attention to Sturgeon as they were, you know, creating these superheroes. It's just a personal opinion.
I agree.
That's all.
Okay. I agree. Aquaman really doesn't.
No, not he doesn't go far enough. And he doesn't have a long, pointy nose.
Exactly.
So. Okay.
Exactly. And then the week is finished out. Saturday is the final movie in a series that the Cinema and Duluth Art Institute have done. It's 10 a.m. on Saturday, and it's Pussy Riot, which is a band in Russia, but it's about sort of their whole movement, what they've done in Russia, and how it's sort of spawned outshoots and similar movements around the world. So Jamie Ratliff, who's a phenomenal art history professor, is going to be there on Saturday to talk about the movie afterwards. So it's a great week of art, as always, Lisa.
It certainly sounds that way. Annie, thanks a million. We'll catch up with you again next week.
Thanks, Lisa.
Annie Dugan is the executive director and the curator of the Duluth Art Institute and joins us as our guest on Mondays as our host for Where's Art?